Hello, and welcome to the English News of Kinto Radio and Television Station. This morning, Vietnam Association of the Elderly held a nationwide online conference to thoroughly grasp the resolution of the 6th conference of the 13-party Central Committee and introduce a number of topics for 2023. At the conference, key officials and elderly people at locations across the country were informed about many important contents. In particular, the meeting was informed by Politburo member, permanent member of the Party Central Committee's Secretariat, who is also chairman of Communist Party of Vietnam Central Committee's Organization Commission, Trương Thị Mai, on issues related to the situation of the elderly in the world and issues related to the elderly in Vietnam. Along with that, there are important orientations and policies to support and create conditions for the elderly to increase their access to health services. Also in Cần Thơ City this morning, the Tennis Association of Interior Decoration Industry in the Central, Southern Region and the Central Highlands, in collaboration with the Interior Decoration Club of Cần Thơ City, launched the Central Interior Decoration Tennis Tournament, the 14th Southern Region and Central Highlands in 2023. Nearly 400 tennis players competed in 8 events in the pay-off format, including 1,250 men's doubles match, 1,250 men's sustainable doubles, 1,250 men's and women's doubles, 1,270 men's doubles over 59 years old, 1,300 men's doubles in the connection branch, 1,300 men's doubles in the sustainable branch, 1,370 men's doubles, and the men's doubles prize with the 16 athletes. With the criterion, unity, affection, mutual learning in the common house of the interior decoration industry community, in order to create a useful, healthy playground, encourage sports spirit, and help members of the Health Promotion Association, the total prize were over 150 million Vietnam dong, and 72 trophies were given to the athletes. Yesterday, Cờ Đỏ District held the inauguration ceremony and put into use Thơm Rơm Canal Bridge, Thành Hoa Hamlet, Cờ Đỏ Town. After more than 3 months of construction, Thơm Rơm Canal Bridge was newly built with green false concrete with a length of 45 meters, a bridge surface width of 4 meters, a bridge load of 2.5 tons, and a navigability of 6.2 meters. The construction cost in over 669 million Vietnam dong. Yesterday, Quảng Ninh Province held the Quảng Ninh Tourism Development Conference 2023. Attending the conference were Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hùng, member of the Party Central Committee, Minister of Culture, Sports and Tourism, and about 400 delegates who were leaders of the provinces and centrally run cities. The leader of Cần Thơ City included Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiện, Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee. The conference focused on assessing the situation and results of Quảng Ninh tourism activities in 2022, identifying new opportunities and proposing solutions to develop tourism next time. The conference focused on solutions to attract domestic and international tourists to Quảng Ninh. Also at the conference, localities in Quảng Ninh, Hải Phòng, Cần Thơ and Đồng Nai signed a comprehensive cooperation program agreement for the 2023-2025 phase. Tourism cooperation commitments between Quảng Ninh, Hà Nội, Hồ Chí Minh City, Hải Phòng, Ninh Bình, Cần Thơ, Hải Dương, Sơn La and Gia Lai Tourism Associations and agreements on digital transformation between tourism of the above regions. In a statement released on March 17, the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council said that the healthcare travel program at leading medical facilities plays an important role in promotion of medical tourism, transforming the healthcare ecosystem in Malaysia and the region. In addition, through this program, the country's leading hospitals are strengthening their commitment and efforts to raise the highest quality standards in providing comprehensive services to patients. further strengthening Malaysia's position as a safe and reliable destination in the healthcare sector. Sky News reported on March 17 that the TikTok app will be removed from the phones and devices of the Scottish Parliament amid concerns about information security. Sky News cites an email saying that the Member of Parliament and staff in the Scottish Parliament have been strongly advised to remove TikTok, including from personal devices used to access Scottish Parliament information technology systems. TikTok is owned by the technology company ByteDance based in China. Thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye and see you next time.